Okay, so this was written February 5th, 2013, which makes me 10 at the time that this was written. Here we go. Dear myself, today I woke up at 7 and helped my mom decorate for my dad's birthday. He came out in the living room a little early while I was still working on a birthday song. A birthday song. Oh no, that is so embarrassing. That's so awkward to think about. I actually don't remember doing this. I probably blocked it out. But I'm sure my song couldn't have been good. I actually do remember writing a song when I was younger, but it wasn't a birthday song. It went like, I still remember the lyrics. Oh my gosh. It went like, you wake up, you want to play A. Too bad, because it's a crazy day. You gotta brush your teeth, do the dishes, something, something. Your heart's full of wishes. So bad. So bad. Also, I love how I considered a crazy day having to brush your teeth and do the dishes. Like, first of all, you should be brushing your teeth every day. Which, by the way, I would like to clarify that I did do. I did brush my teeth every day. But yeah, my point is, those lyrics make no sense. And thank goodness I gave up songwriting. My dad said he wants to celebrate his birthday tomorrow on Wednesday. But we still decorated. He left for work a little before 8. While he was gone, my mom, brother, and I went to an ES meeting. An ES meeting. Okay, quick explanation. ES stands for Education Supervisor, I believe. So I was homeschooled growing up, but I also had an education supervisor, which is basically just someone like you meet with every month, and they're like, okay, use this curriculum and stuff like that. I think. I don't know, actually. The last time I had an ES meeting was when I was like 10. It was kind of boring, but we did a little test, and I think I would have done 50% on it. Do I realize that 50% is a fail? We came home and decorated. When my dad got back, we had fun. I watched a little bit of Wizards of Waverly Place, and my parents had coffee time. Coffee time was just this thing my parents made up. Basically, they'd sit outside and drink coffee and talk about grown-up stuff, and they called it coffee time. Then we played Monopoly. Well, first, we had dinner, which was soup. My brother won Monopoly. Usually, my dad wins. That's sad that he got beat on his birthday. My new favorite color is green. We are going to Olive Garden tomorrow for lunch. Bye-bye. Why do these always end so abruptly? Every time, I just blurt random stuff that have absolutely no correlation, and then I'm like, bye-bye. I think I'm going to start doing that again. I'm going to be talking to someone, and I'll just be like, well, it was great seeing you again. I had scrambled eggs for breakfast, and my great aunt just died. Bye-bye. There's actually a follow-up to this entry, written on the following day. So I figured we would read that too. Because why not? Here we go. February 6th, 2013. Me, myself, and I. Hello. Today we celebrated my dad's birthday. It was really fun. When I woke up, I watched a little bit of TV because no one else was up yet. Then at 7-ish, I started decorating the living room a little bit more than yesterday and also cleaned up. We played Monopoly after my parents had coffee time. We've been playing Monopoly a lot lately. We played for 3 or 4 hours until it was past 1 o'clock. I had a headache along with my mom, but it was okay enough to go to Olive Garden. Olive Garden is capitalized, as it should be. We got in the car and headed to Olive Garden. The service was fantabulous. Fantabulous. I dropped my silverware while getting it out of a napkin, which caused a riot, but oh well. They gave me a new set. I got pizza, soup, and breadsticks as the appetizer. We brought leftovers home. I watched more TV. Then we did another round of Monopoly, which we actually didn't finish. My parents said we could have stayed up till 3 o'clock, but we barely decided not to. Dance class is tomorrow. I am really excited. Anyway, bye-bye. And that concludes this diary entry. I hope that this was entertaining. We will be back with more stories from my childhood self next month. Bye, guys.